My first impression was coming down a very snowy day in early 1962, and I was had been appointed as lecturer in political sociology. All these things were in a sense provisional at that stage. You didn't know what titles we wanted or anything. So, but I had been assistant editor of the New Statesman for 20 years, and how I got into this is I'd always had an academic interest. I'd originally intended to go and teach at LSE and kept putting it off because I was interested in what I was doing. And then I went and worked at academic jobs in America. And I knew Asa quite well because Asa and I had been fellow students way back. We'd known each other 70 years. And he said, we're opening this new university. Would you be interested in coming, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes, that's how it happened. You didn't have appointments committees and references. And so I simply had a part-time job because there were a number of students. I did one course, and I came down from London 2 days a week. And as I say, there was a Nissenhuts, not Nissenhuts, but the equivalent, of which I think the last are about vanishing from the campus now. Very good emergency building. They had a terrible weakness. Their soundproofing was appalling. And if you had four or five people running tutorials in a row of prefab buildings, and the next room to me, it was Stephen Midcalf, who you may remember, who had a very loud voice and was liable to quote Shakespeare very loudly. And my tutorials had sometimes to be interrupted. Well, we had speeches from King Lear and things, and to the actor.